Tell me what our options are today.
Well, I think I worry when we begin to address a crisis by the first thing we do is take options off the table. I don't think the administration should do that.
Have they done that?
In a sense, saying that no military. He seems to operate that way most of the time. There are military options that don't involve putting troops on the ground in Crimea. We could go back and reinstate the ballistic missile defense program where it was taken out. It was originally going to go in Poland, Czech Republic. Obama took it out to appease Putin. We could do training exercises in Poland, joint exercises. We can offer military assistance in terms of equipment, training, and so forth to the Ukrainians themselves. So
there's some activation of military forces, are there not?
Some activation?
In terms of having forces come and make their appearance there.
On our part?
Yes.
I'm not aware of any detail. NATO, I'm sure NATO will think about it.
Right.
It's very important to NATO. A lot of the NATO members were part of the old Soviet Empire, Warsaw Pact, the Baltic states, Poland, Hungary, and so forth. And they are very worried when they see Putin absolutely ride roughshod over solemn commitments he made and that the government of Russia made, like the Budapest Memorandum, when Russia, the U.S., and Britain guaranteed the borders of Ukraine in return for Ukraine giving up their nuclear weapons. Very important, and Putin has just blown that off. He's gone right through it, and people begin to wonder, is his word ever good for anything?